Today we launch a new series, Meet the Neighbors, introducing you to the remarkable people who live and work in the Baton Rouge area.
My name is Tess Brunet, and I'm a co-owner of a record shop, and I'm a musician.
In a cozy little duplex in Beauregard Town, Brunet runs a neighborhood record store. The Houma native opened the store with her partner Patrick. He's from Maine, and he's actually the one who came up with the name Lanyap Records.
He had the name Lanyap Records. I think he was so enamored by South Louisiana and New Orleans. And, he's discovering all these things about this region. And, you know, Lanyap is, it's normal to me. I know what that is. And people anywhere else besides here, they see that word. They're like, how do you say that? I think he just took... He fell in love with this area.
After touring the country as a musician, Brunet landed in New Orleans, but she kept being drawn back to Baton Rouge.
It was kind of the opposite of what people do. They like live in Baton Rouge and they're always in New Orleans. I was living in New Orleans and always coming to Baton Rouge. If you're doing a card, it's 35. There's so many young people here who were really trying to make their city better. And that's infectious. You know, it's a vibe, too. I mean, you come in here, a converted house, you know, in Beauregard Town, one of the oldest neighborhoods in Baton Rouge, which hopefully, you know, they're building up around it. It's going to be more pedestrian and biking friendly. We want to be your neighborhood record shop, literally. I started collecting vinyl. The earliest I can remember is probably 5 or 6 years old. And I had older siblings that were much older, so that our age gap was drastically different. I was 3 and 4 years old when the youngest, next to youngest, was in high school. And so she had her own car, so she was out, you know, hanging out, cruising the mall parking lot, man. So that left me, left her record collection to me. And I did that with my dad's collection too. And even when I got older and CDs became a big thing. We're caught in a trap. I know a lot of people, when CDs came out, they're like, oh, throw their vinyl out, and, you know, CDs is the wave of the future. But I never did that. I held on to all my vinyl. I didn't want to operate as an online thing. It's boring. You know, there's no interaction with people. You can't share your love of vinyl with someone else. You can't geek out to a record and like pull it out and play it, put your hands on it and like check out the liner notes and look at the artwork. Like, and then someone standing next to you like feels the same way about this particular record, and you know, you just sort of trip out on it, you know? You can't do that online. And so what record is it again? I think what you should get out of your local record shop is a music education. You should walk out of there having some piece of knowledge that you didn't have before you walked in. I firmly believe that. I feel like that's a true record shop.
All right, you got it. 33.